Blog Talk Radio.
It's the morning show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time?
Hunger. Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all eight, the Wendy's 4 for $4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-938-6077. 800-938-6077. Don't wait. Call now. 800-938-6077. 800-938-6077.
Have a 97 KHBN Fort Worth, Dallas. Daria Tober with you along with
Sunshine.
That's right. Or ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party because the Holy Ghost party
don't stop.
That's right. And we're excited about this new year. Sunshine, we have made it through a month.
A whole month.
2017.
Trauma.
So listen, everybody that messed up, you didn't fast right, you didn't sew your ties. Listen, you can do it all over in February, okay? Mm-hmm. This month was a trial. Amen. We thank God.
Yes, Lord.
We got a great show today because we have comedian Mr. D. Ellis, Mr. Entertainer, is coming in. He's going to sit in and join with us as we talk about today, when is it time to leave your church?
Oh, my.
Have you ever thought about that? What were you a member at, Sunshine?
I'm a member of Inspiring Body of Christ, Pastor Ricky Rush.
Okay, Ricky Rush, yes.
Yes.
Now, where were you before Ricky Rush?
I was in Maryland,
You just moved. So have you ever been like one of those persons at church hop or just trying to figure out which church you
were? No, I was at the same church all of my life.
All your life?
All my life.
You're not one
of me. I didn't
have
a choice, though, you know. When your daddy is the pastor.
Oh, yeah. You got to stay rooted. You have no choice.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. We're going to be talking about that today, and we have a great show. And then we have another surprise within the 5 o'clock hour. So right now, we're going to get into some great music. Get Me Through, Wes Morgan, right here on Heaven 97 KHBN.
For the prize, I can give up now, cause I've come to realize that these problems that I'm facing are just tests to win the race. I know that God will get me through. Goals in front of me, the plans you set ahead. I admit it gets hard sometimes, and I want to just give up. you're gonna win. Just keep on saying to yourself that God will get me through this. That God will get me through this. My brother, cause I know, and I've tried it. I know it will. Yes, it will get me through every time and every way. Will get me through. I know, I remember Job. He went through it. Yes, he did. Lost everything.
You waited for me. promised me he will.
KHB AIM, Fort Worth, Dallas, Deria Toba with you along with
Sunshine.
And we got comedian Mr. D. Ellis, Mr. Entertainment.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the building.
That's right.
I had to go ahead and say my little prayer before I came in here. She told me it was an all clean show. I had to go ahead and get all my cuss words out in the parking lot.
Let him use me.
Thank you for inviting me, by
thank
the way.
Thank you.
Steve.
We're
I appreciate
so
it.
Excited to have you.
Thank you.
Listen, we have Bishop Eli Jacobs on the line with Motivation Inspiration. How you doing on today, Bishop?
I'm so blessed, Miss Daria. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. What's our word for today?
Well, the word for today is, first of all, what seemed to be as darkness and seem to seem as if everything is over and just feel like you can't get over the hill. It seems like every time you try to do something, there's another storm after another storm, and you wonder, why, God, why is it that my life seem like every time I'm trying to do something different, it seems like I'm in the same place. Well, let me give you a word. Jesus told his disciples, he said, let us go on the other side. And the Bible says after Jesus got in the boat, he went and lay on a pillar. And I forgot, why did he lay on a pillar? He said Jesus understood that he spoke the word before they got in the storm. Mm-hmm. And sometime in your life, you have to believe what you speak. Mm-hmm. And you can have some sleep, you can have some peace. But understand one thing, if God said it, that's just what it is. And you got to learn to believe your words that come out of your mouth.
Okay.
And no matter what people say, no matter what it look like, it matter what it smell like. Understand one thing. Speak the word before you get in the atmosphere. And when the storm come in your life, understand the word going to bring you out.
Oh, yeah.
And so this year, let us go on the other side. And let's go on the side where there's victory, where there's peace, where there's joy and happiness. And so I want to let everyone know in all the Heaven 97
yes,
family,
sir.
We love you and we thank you for listening to this wonderful station.
God bless you, Bishop. How can others reach out to you and your ministry?
Well, you can meet us at 2349 Cedar Crest in Dallas, Texas, 75203. And we have a noon service. I'm talking about a service for people who want to get the level, people who want a real word, and people who want to come and just see what God is doing. And you can come as you are. You don't have to worry about church clothes. I hear people always talking about church clothes. Amen. Your clothes is church clothes.
Because I'm dressed saved today.
Well, we love you anyway, you know. We're a church that's trying to do something real and do something different that God can get the glory.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. We love you. God bless you.
We love you. And Daria, you are doing a wonderful job. And
thank you.
I love your show.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Bishop. Motivation, inspirational. You can hear it each and every Saturday with Bishop Eli Jacobs. Listen, Mr. Entertainment, D. Ellis,
hey.
I'm not going to play with you today.
Hey, listen, because he wants you in the atmosphere.
Listen,
Lord. Bishop, he wants you in the atmosphere.
Yes. He wants you in the fear. And you better fear. You better fear everything.
My
listen,
God.
We got to take a short break real quick and pay some bills, taking a look at the weather forecast. Partly right now it's about 65 degrees. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with low around 39. Sunday it is going to be sunny with high near 64. Sunday night mostly clear with low around 36.
Shorts or some body armor. Confused.
Right.
If you want you a big woman or a skinny woman. You don't know who you want to date. You don't know if you want to date Miss Tate or Little Shirley or something.
Because it's so hot.
I'm getting hot now. Let me take off my jacket.
Oh, God.
She got it. You know she getting old. She got the heat on up in here.
I do
it
not.
It ain't even cold. She got the heat on up
he
in here.
He played too much.
I
we'll be
right back here. You start showering. You know,
she started fanning.
The heat is on 99 right now. She up there. She's fanning.
Right here on Heaven 97. He played too much.
Half the room on air, half the room on heat.
Listen, we're going to a break.
Heaven and hell in
here. Heaven and hell. We're taking a break. We'll be right back right here on Heaven 97.
You want me on?
You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Jonathan McReynolds, and you are tuned in to the Praise Party with my girl, Daria Tolbert, right here on Heaven 97.
You are worthy.
Lord, you are good. 797 KHV in Fort Worth, Dallas. Philip Thornton right there. My Worship. We're giving you the best in gospel music right here. I'm Daria Tolbert.
And I'm Sunshine.
And also in the studio, we have... He played too much. Also in the studio, as you hear, D. Ellis, Mr. Entertainment. My goodness. D. Ellis, tell us what's going on. You're the hottest comedian here in the DFW. What do you have going for yourself? Tell us what's new. All that good stuff.
Oh, man, you know, I'm blessed, man. I got a movie that's on Amazon Prime, if nobody's seen it. It's doing over 100,000, did over 100,000, 100,000 sold right now. Yeah, I had to do that. It's the mom from Soul Food is in it. I play a stalking husband.
Oh.
I'm the co-producer of it as well. I got two original songs off in it. So, again, it's called Lady Luck. Working on new music. I was doing music before comedy, so... I got a lot of music, but it's a song I'm doing that's gonna be real dope for the ladies. 50 Cent did it first, but I'm just kind of changed the lyrics a little bit. It's called Smile, so I'm gonna put some different ladies off in it. You know what I'm saying? And show them in a different light, especially with whatever this dude is, the orange sherbet president we got in the White House. you know, the
orange
one that's just causing all this mischief. yeah, I don't like it, but you know. It is what it is, you know what I mean? So, you know, working on a comedy tour called the Rat Packs of Comedy that I patent.
Okay.
Got a couple of the movies coming out. I'm going to L.A. for the All-Star Weekend. And March 17th, I'll be at Legends putting together an all-white comedy show. Well, it's already put together, so it's going to be me, Celebrity, the comedian.
Yeah, I know.
The Dallas Prince. I'm the Dallas King, and... who else I got on that joint? Miss Personality, and I also Alfred Kanga. So
let me ask you this. You know, comedian, now these days, we're going into a new year. Not going into a new year. We're here. But it's the last Saturday of January.
Hello, it don't even seem like it does.
No, it doesn't.
Man.
So it's so important that we remain stress-free. We stay in our happy place. You know, because everybody's in that month of, oh, I'm losing weight. Oh, I'm getting a positive.
Baby, please.
Ooh.
Come on. Let me tell you, if I don't tell ladies nothing else, stay who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you fluffy and you love being fluffy, you love to eat, don't even play with yourself. Just go and put them spanks on and keep it pushing. There's some sexy spank thick women out here. That's what it is. It's sometime when they start sweating and get hot out there, they start rolling down like a fruit roll up, though. You try to take that joke off. You hear me?
Yeah.
So, you know, remain who you are, man. You know what I mean? And just take care of yourself as much as possible. Because, we were talking about me and Sunshine from Harlem Nights. We were talking about some groceries. My bad. When you said Sunshine, I just...
Audience, you cannot see my face.
I just
immediately... From Harlem Nights.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I just seen no
he
proper
is a mess.
Cool.
Now, who is your favorite comedian of all time?
Oh, Bernie Mac, hands down. That was my guy, man. Actually, I've been doing comedy over 20 years, so I used to watch him every time I would go work out on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Got the chance to meet him, man. Gave him some cigars and... Just a good dude. Our birthday's a couple of days apart. His is October 5th. Mine's October 3rd. Any Libras in the building? Okay, I guess not.
Crickets.
Yeah, I know, right? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, that's what we do. That's what we do. So he was a big inspiration, man, along with Richard Pryor and Robin Harris and a few others, man, that I just think that's just really dope, you know. It's carving my own niche in this game, man, and having fun at the same time.
So what led you, to know, I want to be a comedian, who told you were funny?
Man, you know what? I was on my job that I was losing all the time. That I was constantly losing jobs on being funny. Once I came out of training class, I was horrible. I wasn't on the phones, none of that. It was a job I went back to just to holler at some people. And I went to work one day, logged in for about 11 hours, and left. Then came back and clocked out. So the supervisor came in.
Oh, my Lord.
He called me and he said, come here, D. Ellis. He said, man, this is not for you. So I'm still on the do not hire list. To this day, real talk. One job I got fired from, I was doing the Clumps and Bernie Mac on the phone. But I got the deal done, but it was hilarious. You know.
How'd you do it? Give us an interpretation.
And then the guy was like, hey, D., I need you to get, when you get off the phone, come in. Me. So, you know, I was on there, oh, Lord, have mercy, I'm going to get this deal done. Make it happen. I was like, let me tell you something. I'm going to get everything done for you. I'm going to bust everybody across the head. I swear for Lord. You know, I was acting a fool.
Right?
So, I got in trouble for that. So, One of the jobs I lost, this guy named Chris, I'll never forget him. He gave me my shot to improv with Nanette Lee when Fat Tuesday was really hot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I bombed, but I just kept working. And I knew it was something I wanted to do. You know what I mean? So I'm blessed to be here and still doing my thing, man. And I'm having fun, man. You know, mm-hmm. one thing about it, I always loved it before the money. Mm-hmm. You know, don't put the money before anything, because you know what I'm saying? The money going to come. You know what I'm saying? If folks feel like you really doing your thing, they're going to pay you what you're worth. Right. You know what I'm saying? Now, sometimes I come here, you know, it's hard for me to do gigs here because folks don't want to pay you what you're worth. That's why I do more gigs out of town.
So what you feel about Monique?
Man, you know what? They offered me $500,000. I'm going to take it. they offered me $50,000. I'm going to take it. You know what I'm saying? But I can say this, man, because I performed with Monique as soon as she won the Oscar. I performed with her. She was still down to earth. She was humble. But thing about it, man, you got to remain humble. I'm not taking nothing from her. I want her to get what she worth.
Right.
But at the same time, when you're not popping like that, ain't nobody really checking for you, and folks still respect you, but you kind of digging a hole for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then, you know, black folk, once we turn on you, once we kind of back up off of you,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and social media will eat you up.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Social media will eat you up, man. So I put nothing but positive stuff out there, but I did post some stuff about Monique, bless her heart, that was hilarious. You know what I mean? So, you know, and then if you're a comic, you know, other comics going to tear you up, hands down. You don't want to take. So my thing was, I would have took the $500,000, did the bombest show I could do, and then make you pay me some more money just to show folks, hey, what I could do. If you still that funny, let me show y'all what I could do.
Right.
Or I'd have negotiated something, say, hey, you're going to pay me more money for my second special. Instead of saying, you know, black folks are already bootlegging Netflix anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you mean to tell me you want me to boycott my bootleg? Oh, no, that ain't going to happen. you ain't finna boycott my bootleg. I'm already Jack and Shirley from next door. She just gave me her password. I'm up here binge watching about 12 shows at one time. You play too much.
Ain't
nobody agreeing with that. Even the white folks that bootleg stuff. The Mexicans is cussing her out right now. I'm not going to boycott nothing.
Y'all, we gotta take a
short break. Monique play too much.
You play too much.
Monique play too much. I can sit here with my 1,200 family members off in one bedroom apartment. We're gonna watch Netflix. We're not gonna buck at this. They the ones that hooking all the bootleg up, so they're not finna lose their money. Is she crazy? Man, look at here. You know, you mess around and tell us to boycott something else or something that we don't really care about, we'll probably join you. But black folk like, nah, sister, you know, like that old commercial, sorry, sister, you got to go get your own. You on your own with this.
Right. Oh, gosh.
You know? And then some folk like, y'all don't stick together. Not on this one.
Not on this one.
We gonna pray about it, but we're going to leave it
well,
up
know,
to you.
Well, you know, our Christian, we save, so we don't do that. We actually pay for our cable. Amen. Our listeners pay for our cable.
Yeah. All right. We pray on it. You know what I'm saying? You just pray. We pray that it lasts a while before they catch up with it. In the name of Jesus, I want this cable to stay on until I can actually pay this bill. You hear me?
You know, so D. Ellis. Mr. D. Ellis, listen, we got to take a break real quick, and we'll be right back.
So happy to be here.
That's right. And when we come back on, we're going to be talking about, D. Ellis, when is it time to leave your church?
Wow.
When is it
Make
time?
Make up putting in stripper pole.
Listen, stop.
When you hear stripper music, when the choir come in.
I'm going to the break.
When you start praise dancing off of Cardi B.
I'm done. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Come on, it's Macy's Super Saturday Sale.
Wait, I thought we were going tomorrow.
See, you never listen to anything I say.
Sure I do.
You don't. Look, we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Luggage sets are on sale.
Packable down jackets, boots for me. We really should get to Macy's now.
Ooh, big savings on designer men's suit separates, too. You know, we really should get to Macy's now.
I just said that.
Wait, you did? When?
Ugh.
Save right now at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up.
See if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all of your patio furniture into your house, and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Forever My Girl is a modern-day prodigal son story. Country music star Liam Page never got over Josie, his one true love he left at the altar. But when he returns to his hometown years later, he's faced with the consequences of all he left behind.
Why'd you leave my mama?
I was young. I got lost.
But you found your way back now, right?
Find your way back home in the film NBC Raves will make you laugh, cry, and fall in love. Forever My Girl. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Cardi Cortez. Check out my girl, Daria Tolbert, every Saturday right here on the Praise Party.
Everybody just clap your hands. Come on, give God the praise. Come on and give God the praise. Everybody give God the praise. Trish, tell them one more time how you feel about it.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised.
How you really feel?
Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Everybody say,
everybody say,
you don't want me.
I say,
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Come on, it's Macy's Super Saturday Sale.
Wait, I thought we were going tomorrow.
See, you never listen to anything I say.
Sure I do.
You don't. Look, we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Luggage sets are on sale.
Packable down jackets, boots for me. We really should get to Macy's now.
Ooh, big savings on designer men's suit separates, too. You know, we really should get to Macy's now.
I just said that.
Wait, you did? When?
Ugh.
Save right now at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Isaac Carey, and you're listening to my girl, the beautiful Daria Tolbert, right here on the Praise Party, Heaven 97 KHVN.
Heaven 97 KHVN, Fort Worth, Dallas. Daria Tolbert with you, along with
Sunshine.
That's right. And
Sunshine.
And then, as you can hear, comedian D. Ellis is in the studio as well. Always doing what he does, being obedient to the Lord.
Yes.
And him being obedient to his calling. I told him, the Lord told me. That's right, the Lord is calling him. I see he sowed a 30-day seed on today.
Uh-huh.
He going to see a change in 3 days.
Three days.
What church you go to?
When I'm not at Bedside Baptist.
Red and Pillow.
You hear me? I can't think of the church in Fort Worth. Lord have mercy. You're going to kill me. That's right, because sometimes I be gone so much. And but his name is Pastor Sherman. He's one of the best pastors in the game. He's very transparent. I love him. He's about as tall as my man right here with the dreads.
Mm-hmm.
He's about as tall as him, but he's a powerful man. Powerful. You know, he got them good dreads, too. His head ought to be heavy. He came through the door, and he almost fell backwards.
He played
somebody
too much.
Somebody had to push him forward.
He played too much. Listen, later, we didn't get a chance to talk about
that's the Pastor Bushwick Bill right there.
That's Pastor. Leave him alone.
Mind playing tricks on me.
In the studio, we have Dr. Mark Dunbar, and he just opened up a clinic today. He going to correct me if I said it wrong. Did I say it? All right, good, good. So he'll be hitting with us in about 5 minutes, and we're going to push our topic back. I wanted to ask, when is it time to leave your church? So many times we leave our church for reasons such as issues with the member or the pastor, or even reason like D. Ellis, because he's just lazy and don't want to get up and go to church, you know?
Man, you know what? And I think he's mad at me because I done missed quite a few things.
How you going to miss church and your wife is Kojic?
I know, right? I know. Yeah, but, you know, she be working so hard, too, as well. And then, like I said, and then we in Box Springs. So then to make that drive.
Are you in Box Springs? Where is Box Springs?
It's over there by Mesquite. You know what I'm saying? We over there like on some land that look like Bonanza.
Oh, God.
So we good.
With all the white people, right?
Yeah. We on some, so it's quiet. So
milk
it's
honey
cool.
type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, let's talk about it real briefly, real quick. When is it time to leave your church? And Sunshine, as I mentioned, people leave when it's conflict, you know. Some leave because they had issues with a member or they don't leave.
Old people fight.
Old people do.
They do fight. Yeah. Go ahead, baby. I didn't mean to stop you.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to stop you.
Leave when it could be just like a misunderstanding instead of, you know, hey, you know, so-and-so looked at you wrong. Or I know there's times where D. Ellis sat in Mother Teresa's seat on the second pew, and you knew that was her seat every Sunday, and you chose
you go to
sit in.
Church. They'll find you a seat.
Really?
Well, see that? I'm talking about? You're just going to make me just stay the church. Yeah. Man. Yeah, so there's some good churches out here. If you have to sit, some churches, just everybody can't sit on the front row.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I come, man, you got to be that, placing.
Right. And so also when you can't respect leadership, you know, there's times that people want to leave when you don't respect leadership. Like okay, I'm not going to call a denomination, but there's one where they have control of the finance. They hire the pastor to come in, and then they feel like, if pastor, we don't like that. If you don't get this together, then we're going to have to take a vote on it, or, you know. And then there's some where they don't accept your vote, and then you leave because, well, I don't agree with the pastor's doing. I pay this amount of money every Sunday to the church, and I feel like you have orders, or you – am I correct, Sunshine? Or
amen.
Come back with
amen. But you can't leave mad.
That's right. You can't leave mad.
All these mad churches are starting because people are leaving wrong. If you want to leave, leave right.
That's right. Leave mad.
Sometimes if you know, if the pastor got a side chick.
Oh God!
You put not on Heaven 97, D. Ellis.
Oh my bad.
We know our pastors do that here in Dallas.
You sure right. They do it outside of Dallas.
That's right. They don't do that here in Dallas. Well, another thing, outgrowing, and you just learn much as you have at that church. Some people are like, you know what, I've learned as much as I have. I think I'm going to take and enhance my way as far as growth in the Bible, and I've just learned as much as I have. Now, you're not learning by just parking it at Bedside Baptist Church, D. Ellis. Mm.
You're right, but you know what, when you got God in your heart.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you carry God everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? So sometimes when you just can't make it, that's why you gotta have a personal relationship with God. You hear me? But if you ain't got that personal relationship, what you walking in that church for anyway?
Amen.
Nah, can't nobody give that nourishment to you.
But you can't forsake the assembling.
You sure right.
Right.
You know,
strength when you're together.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what, baby?
Right.
And you absolutely right. When I go in there wholeheartedly.
Good.
I go in there wholeheartedly. I go in there full fledged.
Oh,
I go in there full fledged and let the Lord use me.
Yes,
let him use me.
You
and
probably be on
time.
The back row talking about everybody.
Someone
got a wedgie. Oh, she just ate
my
chips in the purse.
Jokes, and I be in there laughing like a mother. Everybody, because some people are so serious in church, and some people will just drain you. You come there to get the word, but then some folks are so serious they don't know how to sit there and really enjoy themselves. Especially them older members, the one that pinch you on the back of your arm and pinch that, get that meat right there with them peppermints and all that candy in the purse and sticking together. So you got to get that wig hair off of it.
That church
yes, sir. Like them strawberries she got on her dress right there. You don't see no strawberries like that. You don't see strawberries like that on no dress.
I'm done. We're going to the top of the hour. DLS, you play too much. What is Heaven 97? Listen, y'all, we are so excited. We have made it to the Stellar Awards as the major market. So continue to vote for us so we can bring home the Stellar for major market radio here in the DFW. We are so excited. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can follow me as well,
that's
Sunshine.
A deep swallow.
And it was.
That's swallowing faith right there.
D. Ellis, everyone. He gonna get saved one day. God is really gonna deliver him one day. He really gonna get delivered. Cause who is your pastor? I'm gonna tell your pastor.
Pastor
you.
Sherman. He's Pastor Sherman, not Sherman Club, but Pastor Sherman. It's Pastor Sherman.
Listen, it's getting ready to be another great hour, and we have a special guest in the studio. So we'll be hearing from him shortly. Right after this, we're giving you the best
that's
in gospel
doctor.
Music. The doctor. That's right, D.
The
Ellis.
Doctor.
And you gotta behave yourself.
I won't.
He played too much.
Yeah.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Come on, it's Macy's Super Saturday Sale.
Wait, I thought we were going tomorrow.
See, you never listen to anything I say.
Sure I do.
You don't. Look, we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Luggage sets are on sale.
Packable down jackets, boots for me. We really should get to Macy's now.
Ooh, big savings on designer men's suit separates, too. You know, we really should get to Macy's now.
I just said that.
Wait, you did? When?
Ugh.
Save right now at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Suicide was no joke.
Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid?